Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. Today we go behind the headlines surrounding those ongoing protest demonstrations in the area. They follow the acquittal of former St. Louis police officer Jason Stockley and the shooting death of Anthony Lamar Smith. The intensity of the demonstrations seems to have abated somewhat, but now protesters and their supporters have targeted the police and the mayor. Joining me in studio are St. Louis Public Radio executive editor Shula Newman and reporter Willis Ryder Arnold. But before we have that conversation, here are some of the stories our St. Louis Public Radio newsroom is following today. Demonstrators protesting the Jason Stockley verdict marched this morning in downtown St. Louis, briefly closing some streets and winding up at City Hall. They plan another protest downtown tonight. A resolution honoring the St. Louis police officers who have been working 12-hour shifts during protests over the last couple of weeks was introduced at the city's Board of Aldermen meeting today. The resolution was not voted on, but rather was sent to a committee. And some Republicans are abandoning their support for Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner after he signed into law yesterday a measure that allows Medicaid to cover abortions. Join St. Louis Public Radio this afternoon for local and regional news and throughout the day on our website at stlpublicradio.org. Now to Shula and Willis. Thank you guys for being in. Well, I don't know as I've told the whole story, Shula, about what happened this morning, but there has been a demonstration today.
There has been a demonstration, and yeah, you pretty much did get the whole story. They gathered in Keener Plaza, marched, walked over to City Hall. They went into City Hall and where the Board of Aldermen was meeting and went into the room, into the chambers where the board meets. But apparently they, I don't know how much disruption there actually was. The Board of Aldermen had done their business and they adjourned and the protesters dispersed.
All right, well, that brings me to a point that I wanted to bring up with Willis, was regarding the tone and the intensity of these demonstrations. You've been out on the street a lot. What are you seeing? It seems to me it's much less intense, certainly than it was at the beginning.
I think there's a lot less tension specifically between protesters and police, not necessarily in terms of ideology, but specifically in terms of how they're interacting. I think that some of that's related to protest tactics. We've seen that protesters are specifically focusing on white neighborhoods and business districts and attempting to kind of engage the populations in that area. I think that there's also a kind of emphasis on ensuring that protesters themselves are providing a kind of crowd control, that they're working to de-escalate situations as they arise when some people's emotions get very heated. I also think that there's a kind of like organizational structure that's been put in place where protests have this official tone, where there's a direct action that has been kind of laid out by protesters in the moment that then comes to a complete close, so that anyone that chooses to be out after that is actually engaged in an additional action that's more spur of the moment. But it certainly affected the tone.
Shula, it seems that the leadership of the protest groups are in control.
Oh, it certainly seems that way. I mean, as Willis said, every evening there seems to be a purpose to what they're doing. I can't remember what day it was, Monday or Tuesday. They went to police headquarters and laid out one of their demands, which is the resignation of interim police chief Lawrence O'Toole. Last night they had a sort of town hall meeting where they had a whole list of demands that we can talk about in a minute. But they certainly have a direction and a purpose. And they're keeping it very targeted.
And that demand for O'Toole's removal was again made last night with yet another one, Willis.
Yes, there were a number of actual demands that were made last night. There was also a request for the resignation of Crewson, who, you know, is the newest mayor and who has kind of been in charge of the city during this time.
And other protest demands were made as well? Yeah.
Yes, there was a demand for the auditing of the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department, the removing of Judge Timothy Wilson, who acquitted Stockley, and several more.
Yeah, Timothy Wilson, by the way, is set to retire. So I think that's the one demand that we know will happen. But they're also, they want the protesters, I think you mentioned this already, the charges against the protesters dropped. And they are wanting to abolish the use of cash bail which enables protesters to be released from jail. They are asking for the closure of the workhouse, which is the medium security facility that doesn't have air conditioning. That was the subject of a lot of protests earlier in the summer. And also getting rid of the Highway Patrol. as working for, temporarily to help St. Louis police
city.
In
yeah.
the city, right.
And they want jailed protesters released.
And they want the jailed protesters
released. I wonder, I've lost track. Are there still protesters behind bars? I thought they had all been released. I'm not. Maybe it's just that they don't want them.
I think that they don't want them. And actually, since in order to get out, they do have to pay bail, mm-hmm. There are probably some that can't afford that and mm-hmm. are still in jail.
The whole thing has taken quite a legal turn, hasn't it, with the city of St. Louis and the police department, both in the city and in the county being targeted in lawsuits.
Yeah, there are actually three specific lawsuits that were filed against the Metropolitan Police Department, one which was filed on by the ACLU on behalf of a couple individuals, one that was filed by the MacArthur Justice Center, and one that was filed by two specific individuals mm-hmm. against the police department and individual officers who weren't named.
In terms of the demand for resignations of Lyda Cruz and the police chief, this has got to be kind of like whistling in the wind, isn't it? I mean, they're not going to suddenly stand up and resign.
Well, I can't see Lyda Cruson resigning. I think her argument would be, listen, what happened with Stockley wasn't under my term, and I didn't have anything to do, not even the prosecuting attorney, mm-hmm. The current one, had anything to do with the Stockley case. So in a way, I think she would feel that this, you know, this isn't about her. However, I think the protesters want her to step down because of how she's been handling the protests since they've started. She's been much more on the side of police officers, which is logical for an elected mm-hmm. official to do that. And she's also canceled several town hall meetings where people of the public, from the public, would have had a chance to talk with her directly about these things.
Didn't they have an empty chair for her last night, Willis?
Yeah.
Yes, I believe so. And I really think that that's a key point of how some of these protests are being organized, is that people are really frustrated with the fact that she hasn't specifically kind of shown up to hear people's concerns and has instead canceled some of the opportunities for people to voice those concerns to her.
Mm-hmm. Getting back to the legal issues, Shuli, you had a piece on our website today concerning lawyers and lawyers' concern about bias and overriding bias in these issues.
That was actually Rachel Lippman's story.
Really?
I will give credit where credit
you were
is
the
due.
Editor.
I helped her work on it little bit. Right. But it was an interesting story because the question that she had, the driving question, is for lawyers who feel an emotional connection and agree with a lot of the concerns that the protesters have, how does it feel to be working within the system? And of course, what she found out, which is, I think, very interesting, is that, you know, a lot of the lawyers that she talked to, they went into law specifically because they wanted to change the system. And yes, they get frustrated, and yes, they recognize the injustices, but they feel that they are participants in the activism by being a part of the system. Mm-hmm.
I've also been reading on our website that Mayor Cruson and the chief have asked the feds to come into this thing. Do we have any sense as to whether or not there's been a response? They want the feds to investigate the complaints.
Right. I don't know that there has been a response. The sense is that it's unlikely that they will, because Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General of the United States, is not in favor of investigating these kinds of issues. In fact, he's talked about getting rid of a lot of the Obama-era investigations, like into Ferguson. There's a better word for that, but I'm sorry. My mind just went blank. So he is not likely to say, oh, yes, the federal government should get involved in this investigation.
Just in terms of clarification, Willis, the lawsuits that you mentioned, one of them is filed by a husband and wife team making a documentary here, as I understand it. But they are suing the city. Is that correct?
Yes. So Drew Burbage and Jennifer Burbage are both documentary filmmakers who actually came here to document the protest. In their suit, their point of contention is kind of that they were arrested on false charges and that they were assaulted by officers during the arrest. Basically, their concern to some degree is that the officers themselves, while arresting them, used well beyond what would be considered acceptable use of force.
Boy, the police have certainly been criticized, have they not, in the city and the county for some of the arrests downtown several days ago and more recently at the gallery in the county.
Yes, they've caught a fair amount of criticism for what happened on the night of September 17th, and for what happened at the gallery, in which more than 20 protesters were arrested from an action that was taking place in the center of the Galleria.
So what's on the agenda for later today? Do we have any specifics on the evening activities?
We know that there will be a protest this evening scheduled to take place, I believe, starting downtown. Is that what I believe I've heard. We can expect that there will be protests all weekend, similar to what we saw the past several weekends.
But once again, this could reflect the uncertainty over what's happening, over what seems to be a new strategy. They announce there'll be one place and then show up at another. They've done that a couple of times.
They do that, yes. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's leave it at that and hope that it is a quiet weekend. You guys can get some rest. You've been all the entire staff working very, very hard indeed and doing a great job, I might add. Thanks to Shula Newman and thanks to Willis Ryder Arnold for taking us behind the headlines.
Thank you.
We'll continue with it in a moment with a look at the history of protests by prominent athletes. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.